From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Puerto Rican officials rushed to evacuate tens of thousands of people downstream of a failing dam. But as Mary Mata explains, that wasn't the only problem facing the U.S. territory.
Government spokesman Carlos Bermudez said that officials had no communication with 40 of the 78 municipalities on the island. Officials also said 1,360 of the island's 1,600 cell phone towers had been downed, and 85% of above-ground and underground phone and internet cables were knocked out.
With roads blocked and phones dead, officials said the situation may be worse than they know. Rescuers continued looking for survivors after this week's deadly 7.1 magnitude earthquake in Mexico. The Navy says 115 people have been rescued alive from collapsed buildings in Mexico City following the quake. The official death toll is at least 293, but that count is expected to rise as rescuers continue to look for people trapped. At least 155 deaths have been reported in the capital. Brett McGurk, the special presidential envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIL, said about 6 million people who used to be living under ISIS are no longer living under ISIS.
About 80,000 square kilometers that used to be controlled by ISIS are no longer controlled by ISIS.
He also said a controversial referendum on Kurdish independence planned for Monday carries an awful lot of risk. The United Nations has called for structured dialogue and compromise supported by the international community between the Kurdish region and Baghdad. This is VOA News. Turkey's National Security Council met on Friday and confirmed the country's opposition to Monday's independence referendum by the Iraqi Kurds. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkey's government will never accept a separate Kurdish state in neighboring Iraq and won't refrain from taking steps to prevent it, Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Friday. Yildirim said this referendum is on an issue of Turkey's national security. He said Turkey is determined to use its natural rights originating from international and bilateral conventions and will not hesitate on this. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan chaired the council meeting and branded the planned referendum as illegal and unacceptable. He said Turkey reserved its rights under international and bilateral agreements to act against it. Ankara fears such a referendum could fuel secessionist demands within its own large restive Kurdish minority. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The United Nations estimates some 429,000 Rohingya refugees have fled violence in Myanmar from Bangladesh since August 25th. As the number of edges towards 500,000, UN agencies are increasing life-saving assistance to help desperate people living in squalid settlements. Lisa Schlein has the story from Geneva.
The number of daily arrivals has fallen to about 1,000 from a high of 20,000 a day. Nevertheless, that steep decline in refugee numbers has done little to ease overcrowding in the makeshift Rohingya sites. Authorities have allocated an 800-hectare area to new arrivals. The UN Refugee Agency says it is speeding up the distribution of plastic sheeting so as many people as possible can have some protection from monsoon rain and wind. UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mahecic says health is a major concern given the inclement weather, overpopulated camps, and lack of essential relief. A team of epidemiologists is being deployed to assess the health risks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Canada has imposed sanctions against key figures in the regime of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The sanctions freeze any assets the individuals may have in Canada and bans Canadians from engaging them in business dealings. U.S. Senator John McCain has announced he cannot in good conscience vote for the Republican health care overhaul, meaning the GOP is unlikely to be able to repeal and replace Obamacare by September 30th. McCain joins two other Republicans who have pledged to vote no, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and Senator Susan Collins of Maine. For additional and in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.